Biden-Harris's migration inflates Americans' auto insurance rates. By Neil Munro on September 17, 2024. Americans' auto insurance rates are rising rapidly because President Joe Biden's migration policy puts millions of new migrants on the road, often without driver training or English language lessons. Federal data shows that monthly auto insurance rates rose by roughly 8.3% under President Donald Trump, but by 20% under President Joe Biden and his pro-immigration vice president, Kamala Harris. That 20% jump adds up to an annual $500 tax on Americans' pocketbooks. PPI industry data for direct property and casualty insurers' private passenger auto insurance, not seasonally adjusted, Bureau of Labor Statistics since 2021, Biden has imported roughly 10 million legal, illegal, and quasi-legal migrants. The huge inflow has stalled wages and raised housing costs, and has also imposed many other civic and social costs on ordinary Americans. The Biden damage done to American roadways is spotlighted by Springfield, Ohio, where roughly 20,000 imported Haitians have inflated local insurance rates by roughly 40% amid a chaotic cascade of crashes by untrained migrant drivers. In a September 8 TikTok video, Springfield resident Dustin Geisel said the inflow of Haitians raised his auto insurance rates. I live in Springfield, Ohio, where the influx of Haitians are and we had enormous amount of car accidents because they don't know how to drive. So now, because that, my car insurance has gone up significantly. I might as well be taking out another car payment at this point just to cover my cars, but the government makes it so that you have to have car insurance. So I thought, you know, I'm going to shop around and see if I can find a cheaper rate. And all of the other insurance companies have given me the same rate, if not more, so I don't have a chance. In subsequent videos, Geisel, an auto mechanic, showed some of the crashes and described his search for cheaper insurance. The New York Post reported on September 15 the rising number of fatal crashes in the county where Springfield is located. 8 people were killed in 7 car accidents in Clark County in 2023, up from just 2 fatalities and 2 accidents in 2022, according to the Ohio State Highway Patrol overseeing the county comprising the small city. Traffic accidents involving injuries in Springfield have also risen, climbing to 414 so far this year compared to 362 in 2023, a 14% increase. The New York Post also witnessed one accident where a Haitian driver veered in front of and collided with the truck of a driver whose autistic daughter was in the vehicle with her. The Haitian driver, who remained at the scene, told the Post he was licensed and was driving to his job at Amazon. He said he had lived in the U.S. for 3 years. I went to turn, there was an accident and that's it. Why are you asking me questions? He said. Ohio officials seem to be trying to ignore the issue, mostly because they want the imported and subsidized workers to be able to drive to their lower-wage jobs. Outside Ohio, rates are also climbing fast nationwide, especially in states with many new migrants. Auto insurance rates are lowest in low-migration states, including Maine, Idaho, and Vermont, and highest in Florida and Louisiana, according to an August report at usnews.com. The site ranked Ohio as the 4th cheapest state, but that is expected to change. Drivers in Nevada, for example, are facing a 30% increase by November, according to a September 11 report by 8 News Now. Last year was around $20-$30 per month, driver Mesao Dresiyi told the outlet of his rate increase. I don't know why this year it's raised a lot. The Indiana Business Journal reported on September 13. Jennifer Goldsby of Whitestown seems like the perfect example of a low-risk auto insurance customer. She said she hasn't filed a claim in years nor done other things that might cause her premiums to go up. No tickets, no damage, no claims, great credit, pay my bills on time. Yet when Goldsby's current policy expires next month, she's anticipating her annual premium to increase 30% to 40%. Insurify.com, which helps consumers find auto insurance, reported on August 11. The cost of full-coverage car insurance increased by 15% in the first half of the year, despite industry expert predictions that rate hikes could slow in 2024. The average annual full-coverage premium now costs $2,329, according to Insurify data. Insurify predicts California, Missouri, and Minnesota could see car insurance costs increase by more than 50% in 2024. Damage from severe storms and wildfires contributes to rising rates in the states. Maryland has the highest car insurance costs in the U.S., with an average full coverage rate of $3,400 annually. New Hampshire drivers pay the least, at an average of $1,000 annually. Media reports ignore the role of migration but blame the rising insurance costs on climate change, the coronavirus pandemic and economic shutdown, and the rising costs of autos and spare parts, as if the inflow of migrants has not inflated the demand and prices for autos, as Canadian site RideTime reports is affecting our neighbors to the north. Crime by poor or alienated migrants is also helping to raise insurance rates in the United States and Canada. The rising accidents and insurance rates are such a problem that even Ohio's pro-migration GOP governor, Mike DeWine, has taken notice. My wife Fran and I have been in Haiti several times and driving. There is, just very, very different, DeWine told ABC. He added. Again, Haiti is not, sick, a country, where, many people don't drive at all. There aren't that many cars per capita. And people who do drive in Haiti are very, very different than they are in the United States. So the challenge is to get driver training for these individuals so that when they do go on the road, you know they will be safe. We have a law in Ohio that says that once you turn 18, or if you're over 18, you can get a driver's license in the state. You have to pass a test, but you don't have to have any driver's training, which is kind of a big loophole in our law. It's a real problem. However, DeWine has not taken action to reverse the root cause, which is the federal government's business first policy of importing taxpayer-subsidized migrants for Bidenomics jobs that would otherwise be held by better-paid, technology-aided Americans. Harris has promised to continue Biden's high migration policy. I've never in 60 years of driving had a ticket, but they raised my biannual insurance $200. One elderly longtime Springfield resident told Taylor Hansen, adding, "This one, married, lady that's in our group, a Haitian, ran into their garage and killed her animals, demolished her garage. The driver had no insurance. He was drunk. Her insurance company would only pay $19,000 and it's going to cost them like $50,000 to put the garage back together and replace their animals. The police were ready to arrest the guy who owned the house because he was holding the driver. The driver wanted to run. He wanted to leave, and the police were going to arrest the guy who's holding the driver because the homeowner was so upset. I mean, it's like they're against us instead of them. Maybe I should be like the Haitians and not have insurance," she said. I mean, that's the mindset we end up getting here because of people being here and not obeying our laws.